Amen. Mansion, robe, and a crown. Good evening. This is Brother Barry, and I'm grateful to the men who have served thus far in the Lord's service. And I'm grateful to God for allowing all of us to be together in his presence, to worship him in spirit and truth. Again, I'm grateful for this opportunity that God has given me to encourage and comfort his people through the scriptures, to always stay strong and faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful for the invitation to speak this evening. And I'm glad you're on the line. This evening, my subject is, they observed their confidence. They observed their confidence. Our complete text is Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 22. One of the benefits true followers of Jesus Christ can attain in this life is confidence. The confidence we display in our relationship with God. For some, there may have been a time in life when low self-esteem did not allow them to become who God wanted them to be. It did not allow them to see their true purpose in life. But the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel is the best message in the world, the best medicine for our soul. It builds up our confidence. It's good news. See, the gospel brings to the world hope. It allows us to see who we really are, our purpose for living. Now, this evening, before we get into our text, let us go to Acts chapter 3. Our text is Acts chapter 4, but in chapter 3, we can see the beginning of a miraculous event unfold. Acts 3, verse 2 and 3, we find the Apostle Peter's faith. It had been empowered. It empowered him to heal a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb. And I know that many of you are familiar with this story. See, this man couldn't walk. The people used to sit this man down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. Now, this man saw Peter and John going into the temple, and he began asking to receive alms or money. Now, when we drop down to verses 6 through 10 of Acts 3, Peter said to the man, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. And with a leap, he stood upright and began to walk, and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were taking note of him as being one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg for money. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Now, in verses 12 through 26, you can read that on your own of Acts chapter 3, but I'm going to paraphrase. When Peter saw this, he replied to the people with the gospel message. See, Peter preached the truth about salvation for all of mankind. Peter preached about salvation through Jesus Christ. Peter told them that they had put Jesus to death and that God raised him from the dead. Yeah, Peter preached the same message that he preached on the day of Pentecost, then Acts chapter 2. But now the Jewish leaders, they had a problem with Peter and John teaching the people and proclaiming that truth. When we look at Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came up on them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came about 5,000. Now, in our text this evening, Acts chapter 4, verses 13 through 22, Scripture says, "Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were marveling and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. Verse 15, but when they had ordered them to go aside out of the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, what shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But in order that it may not spread any further among the people, let us warn them. Warn who? Warn Peter and John to speak no more to any man in this name. And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. And when they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which they might punish on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle or healing had been performed. We are looking at our confidence. We must have the confidence to stand up for God by living a righteous life every day before him. See, they observed their confidence. See, when we have Jesus working within us, we are highly confident people. We fear no man because we are serving Almighty God. Amen. We are walking in faith. We are willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. And we see Peter and John this evening. We see that they stood up to that threat. See, an observation was being made by the high priestly descent and by the people. Now, Peter and John, they have created an opportunity to speak to the people about salvation through this miracle. See, the people saw their good works. Matthew 5 and 16, Jesus said, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Even this evening, people are observing the lifestyle of the Christian. We are under observation. Again, I want us to notice that the healing of the lame man, it created an opportunity for Peter and John to preach Jesus and his resurrection. And it is because of Peter and John's faith that this man was healed. That's why he was healed, because they trusted that God would heal this man. See, we must have that kind of faith in the power of Jesus. Amen. See, now the world would question our faith. And that is what happened to Peter and John. The council started questioning their faith. Now we need to go to Acts chapter 4 and drop down to verses 7 and 12 through 12. And when they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire. In other words, they began questioning their faith. They asked them, by what power or in what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man, as how this man has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builder, but which became the very cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Peter told them that salvation is in no one else. Peter said there's no other name under heaven, no other name that has been given among men by which we must be saved. Those men of the high priestly descent, they observed Peter and John. And Peter and John, they did not shy away from these high priests, and they did not disrespect them either. But they were confident. They had self-esteem. They had faith and trust, believing in the Most High God. Are you with me? When we trust in Jesus, then we are trusting in the Most High God. We become confident, not only in spiritual matters, but when we learn to believe in ourselves. You see, the Church of Christ, the Lord's Church, has all types of people that come into it. Amen. Many people come into the church with low self-esteem, people that don't believe they are worthy of anything. Many were told that they would not amount to anything, that there are many reasons why people have low self-esteem. They have no confidence at all in themselves. But it doesn't take long when you walk in faith with Jesus to develop self-worth and the confidence needed to stand with God in this life. Amen. When we walk hand in hand with Jesus this evening, we are being refined and polished up by God. In our text this evening, these high priests observed Peter and John's good works and their confidence. Yeah, they observed uneducated men, and these men were untrained, the scripture says, in spiritual matter. But now they are highly confident in teaching the people about spiritual matters, such as the resurrection from the dead. Remember in times past, Peter had denied Jesus 3 times. Why? Because he feared the people. He didn't have the confidence. And we saw the other apostle abandon our Lord when he went on trial. But even today, many times in our walk with Jesus, we have done the same. Many of us have abandoned the Lord's way. We must recognize this evening that Jesus has provided his people, his church, with the comfort and power of the Holy Spirit. And so let us not waver on our faith. Let no one question or shake our faith. See, we have the avenue of prayer. We can receive the forgiveness of sin. Therefore, we can stand boldly and proclaim the gospel of Christ, just as Peter and John did. See, these high priests, they recognize them as having been with Jesus. Let's look at our text. Let's go to verse 13 of Acts 4. Verse 13, now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were marveling and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. Are you recognized as a Christian this evening? Are you recognizable as a child of God? Listen, Christians are under observation. Not only is the world watching, but God is watching every move we make. Peter says, for the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, 1 Peter 3:12, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 4:13, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We must live up to the name of Jesus this evening so people can recognize that we have a relationship with him. See, when people see that our lifestyle demonstrates a true commitment to God, they will have nothing bad to say about us. When we look at verse number 14 in our text, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. See, people need to see some proof that God has changed our lives. People need to see God in us, verse 15 and 16. But when they had ordered them to go aside out of the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, what shall we do with these men? See, whenever we become a nuisance to the world, but whenever we begin to turn our community upside down with the gospel truth, there will be those who will begin to confer with one another about God's truth. Second part of verse number 6. For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. See, when we prove to people our faithfulness to the Lord and the truth that we stand on, people will take notice and give heed to the message. However, we see that in this case, the leaders of the people just wanted them to stop teaching in the name of Jesus and just go away. In verse number 17, but in order that it may not spread any further among the people, let us warn them to speak no more to any man in this name. See, they wanted Peter and John to quit preaching and teaching the gospel truth. Even today, there are those who do not like the Church of Christ preaching and teaching the truth that there is only one church. People don't like that. See, the Church of Christ have become a nuisance to the religious world we live in, a nuisance to the communities we live in. See, we must learn how to stand. We stand on a strong foundation this evening, the foundation of love and truth. And we must learn as a people how to stand on this foundation. There are so many examples in the Bible where God's people stood up against the odds. God told Moses, stand up against Pharaoh in Exodus 9 and 13. Then the Lord said to Pharaoh, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. See, we must learn this evening how to stand on the name of Jesus in order that we may worship our Father in spirit and truth. The psalmist tells us in the 94th division, verses 14 through 16, for the Lord will not abandon his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment will again be righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Who will take his stand for me against those who do wickedness? Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 14, stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. See, every time we take a stand for truth, people will observe our confidence, our boldness. And so we must continue to speak the truth in the name of Jesus. Amen. See, the spread of Christianity is unstoppable when we continue to speak the truth in Jesus' name. See, people will challenge us and they will challenge our authority. But just remember that our authority is in the name of Jesus. Let's look at verses 18 through 20 of Acts chapter 4. And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to give heed to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot stop speaking what we have seen and heard. We cannot stop speaking what the Bible teaches us about the one church. We cannot stop speaking that truth. We cannot stop speaking what the Bible teaches about baptism for the forgiveness of sin. We cannot stop speaking that truth. There are so many truths that we cannot stop speaking about. Therefore, we must continue to preach the truth in love. Verse 21 and 22 of Acts. And when they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no basis on which they might punish on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man was more than 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. See, they observed their confidence, their boldness in the Lord was evident. What about your confidence in the power of Jesus this evening? Are you standing with confidence in our Lord? Are you trusting in the power of Jesus? Those who are on the line this evening, we hope and pray that your confidence in the power of Jesus will move you to be obedient and steadfast in faith to him each and every day of your life. And we pray this evening that if Jesus is not your master, if he's not your Lord, that you will obey his gospel message even this evening. Jesus invites you to come to him. This is his invitation. Come by faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. You've heard the word. So Jesus wants you to believe it and repent, change, and confess him before men. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and be baptized into his name. And the Lord will add you to his church. Acts 2:47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. We're added to what church? Well, the Church of Christ. Romans 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ salute you. If you're a visitor this evening and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, allow Jesus to add your name to his church. Allow Jesus to write your name in the book of life. See, only God can do that. See, this is our plea to those who are not members of the Church of Christ. According to the scriptures, there is only one church, Ephesians 1:22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, which is the fullness of him who fills all in all. Paul says in Ephesians 4:4, there is one body, one spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13, for in one spirit we are all baptized into one body, one church. No matter Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, we're all made to drink of one spirit. So if you have not been added by Jesus to his church, and like I said, only God can add your name. Only God can write your name in the book of life. Revelation 20:15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Yes, obey Jesus this evening. Paul wrote in Romans 6:17-18, but thank be to God that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And so we gently plead with you this evening to obey that form of doctrine that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to the world for eternal life through his apostles' teaching. We must hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and wash away your sin. Put on Christ this evening. Become an heir of Abraham. Paul said in Galatians 3:27-29, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Paul says there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, his offspring, heirs, according to the promise of eternal life with God one day. Ananias, the preacher, told Paul, Acts 22:16, and now why do you delay? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sin, calling on his name. We will be singing a song of encouragement in just a minute. If you are a member of the Lord's church and you have a need to make a confession, we want you to come. Just press 5-star to make your intentions known. And if you are not a member of the Lord's church, of the Church of Christ, and you are subject to the Lord's invitation, again, Jesus wants to add your name to his church. He wants to add your name to the book of life. After we sing the song of invitation, let your intentions be made now. That's my lesson. May God bless you all.
Amen, amen. Let us sing the song of invitation will be Draw Me Near. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard your voice, and it told your love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to your precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to your service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let me soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to your precious bleeding side. And there are great depths of love I know till I cross that narrow sea. And the heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where
Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to your precious bleeding side.
Amen, amen. Let us sing the song of invitation will be Draw Me Nearer.